I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is the political buzzword from In Focus. That's when Alabama Public Television's Don Daly gives this week's political forecast. So let's take a look at the political week ahead. Don Daly, welcome back for your political buzzword on Troy Public Radio, and thank you for joining us by Skype from your Alabama Public Television office in the State House.
Carolyn, always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks, as always, for having me.
Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Well, we certainly join the nation in honoring the pioneering civil rights leader, the late Martin Luther King Jr., for all that he did for the cause of civil rights in this country. I don't think it can be overstated, the work he did and the legacy that he leaves and the legacy that we continue to see borne out even today. So I hope everybody will pause and remember Dr. King today.
So what buzzword have you chosen today?
I have chosen pandemic because there is so much to talk about in this realm, obviously. Our coronavirus numbers continue to be very alarming in the state of Alabama, as they are in states across the country right now. Our daily case rate for coronavirus continues to average 3,500 to 4,000. We've had 4,500 days, some 5,000 days in Alabama, and we're starting to see now, at least it's the assumption that we're starting to see now, some of the effects of gatherings at Christmas and New Year's. So the numbers will continue to climb, it's expected, over the next week to 2 weeks. And our hospitalization rate continues to be a great concern. Our hospitals are stretched to the limit right now. They've been holding their own, but so many contingency plans are being developed, you know, for the possibility that we might be stretched beyond our limits. ICU beds are critically low in the state. It's a very, very serious situation. And at the same time, we're dealing with problems in vaccinations across the state, as are many states across the United States. We're, A, getting a limited supply of the vaccine in Alabama, and we're just very slowly getting it out. That's causing a lot of frustrations. The state last week opened a new telephone hotline for people to make appointments, and it was almost immediately overwhelmed. The state health department said it was working on those problems and at the same time was putting together a plan for people to make appointments online. But obviously, Alabamians are responding en masse to the coronavirus vaccine, wanting to get their shot. But again, the shots are being given out on a priority basis. Those that have been given out in Alabama so far have been to healthcare workers and nursing home residents. The state did announce recently that starting later this week, that the priority group eligible to get the vaccination would be expanded to those 75 and older, and also to frontline workers like police officers and firefighters. But again, great frustration in the state over the slowness of rolling out the vaccine and the availability of it. The state health department says, please be patient. Governor Ivey in recent days has asked for patience. Governor Ivey, as a matter of fact, last week got her second shot. I'll remind folks that two shots, two doses of the vaccine are necessary, and Governor Ivey got her second shot last week. But they're all urging patience in the face of frustration over the slow rollout.
But Don, what's interesting to me in talking with people, some people don't want to take the vaccine, but when you look at it bottom line, that gives someone else a chance.
Yes, there are people out there who are skeptical about the vaccine, and obviously it's not mandatory that people receive the vaccine, although it's highly recommended. People have various reasons why they don't get the vaccine, safety concerns and reaction concerns, those sorts of things. But again, we'll remind folks that while it's highly recommended, receiving the vaccine is not mandatory.
I want to thank you today for sharing your buzzword of the pandemic from your office in the State House by Skype, Don. Thanks.
Carolyn, it's my pleasure to be with you. Thanks, as always, for having me.